CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A shift in rhetoric and policy from President Trump, now blaming Ukraine for Russia's invasion. President Zelensky responding, saying Trump is living in a disinformation bubble. Republican Senator John Kennedy says Russia's Vladimir Putin is to blame for the war.
To the extent that the White House said that Ukraine started the war, I disagree. He makes Jeffrey Dahmer look like Mother Teresa.
Mass layoffs impacting federal agencies, including Health and Human Services, the FAA, and soon the Pentagon. Multiple officials confirmed to ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is ordering proposed cuts of 8% for the upcoming fiscal year 2026 Pentagon budget and the 4 years that follow. Pope Francis remains at a Rome hospital battling double pneumonia. The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition is stationary, and millions of Americans facing a cold night, the bone-chilling temperatures breaking records. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Yesterday's primary election saw relatively low voter turnout, as there were only a few local races. In the greater Green Bay area, there were two primaries for school boards. In the Green Bay Area Public School District, incumbents James Lyerly and Rick Crossan will join Jeanette Nill, Katie Gentry, Alex Minot, and Elliot Christensen in the April 1st ballot. The primary for Wrightstown School Board advances incumbents Melinda Lemke and Jeff Nelson, with challengers Jonathan Curtis and Amber Cox. In Appleton, the primary for District 11 Appleton Common Council member sees Adrian Stansel Martin advancing to the April 1st ballot. He'll be joined by Stuart Brehm, who eked out his position with just 6 votes more than Leslie Vogel. The April election will decide who will take over the position vacated by Kristen Dassler-Alfheim, who is the new Senate District 18 senator. In Winnebago County, there was a primary for Winnebago County Executive. Former State Assembly member Gordon Hintz snagged 50% of the votes. Incumbent County Executive John DeMel also advanced to the general election. They were opposed by Winnebago Sheriff John Matz, who didn't make the cut this time. The only statewide race on yesterday's ballot was the primary for state superintendent. Jill Underley is seeking re-election to that post this spring. She advanced with 38% of the vote. Brittany Kinzer picked up 35% to advance as well. Underley, who is backed by Democrats, will face Kinzer, who is supported by Republicans, in the officially nonpartisan election this spring. In Kinzer's post-primary statement, she reached out to the voters for Jeff Wright, who finished with about 27% of the vote, for support in the spring election. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s, and with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Right now it's 13.
Do you think radio is pretty neat? Do you see yourself in the broadcasting field in the future? Or do you just want to catch a rare glimpse of our producer, Todd Michaels, outside of the studio for once? I'm Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and college and high school students alike could attend the Wisconsin Broadcaster Student Forum at Lambeau Field on February 22nd. This is your chance to match the voice to the face behind the mic. Registration is required, and again, Todd Michaels is going to be there. I shouldn't be telling you that. So go to WGBW.FM, click events. We'll see if I have a job next week.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st annual American Burr Combiner. Yes, outside. Join us. It should be fun.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Let's do this. Let's light it up. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. This Wednesday night edition as we broadcast live statewide like we do every night from beautiful downtown Green Bay. It is great to have you with me on this Wednesday. Got a really fun show tonight. I'm in a great mood. I don't really know why. You know what it is? I think it just came to me right as I said that. I watched a lot of TV last night, and I feel great. Some people run marathons, cross-country ski. I watched some killer television last night. I got a color screen at home, Conrad. I don't know what you're working with at your place, but...
I got a black and white plasma.
Okay, sweet.
With the huge box in the back.
There's just less that can go wrong. You're better off.
It takes up half my living room, but I'm okay with that.
It's all right. You live alone. It's like your roommate. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. I watched some great stuff that's been on my list for a while. I started White Lotus 2, season 2. I watched the movie Flow, an animated film about a cat that Rob Thomas told me about 3 weeks ago. And that's really cool. And I watched the Sly Lives documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. Very busy night last night. I think I burned a lot of calories watching all that television.
What time did you go to sleep?
It was late. I think I also squeezed some Wii Golf in there and did a little yoga. So I don't know. It was just one of those nights where I got home and got right at it. But anyway, great to have you with me. We do have a good show tonight. We've got, it's kind of a Northeast Wisconsin show. Where I live right now, folks, is not a very big town. It's Marinette. It's got about 10,000 people, probably 25,000 in the area if you include Menominee, Michigan, and Peshtigo. But every time something is happening in Marinette, it's not like it's a showbiz hub. But every once in a while, something cool comes out of Marinette or is happening there. And that's the case. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight at 6:35. Comedian Jeff Kane will be on the show. He is a Colorado-based comedian, but went to high school and grew up in Marinette. So we'll have Jeff on. We've had him on. We probably had Jeff on about 9 months ago. He just did very well in a comedy contest. So we'll talk about Jeff and help him get his name out there a little bit. And then I have a special guest coming on to give a... Conrad, what generation are you again? Z?
I always forget this. I think it's Z.
Probably Google. Let's just call it Z. It's just a letter. My son Joe is going to come on at 7:05 and talk about the new Captain Marvel movie, a fellow Generation Z-er with Conrad. We heard from Matt Miller. He wasn't crazy about it. And I want to ask Joe in general, because he grew up with Marvel movies and he likes them, but I want to hear his take on Captain America. What's the other part of that? Not Winter Soldier.
The Fallen Soldier, I believe it is.
No, it's like... What's the new Captain America movie? Who cares?
Brave New World.
Brave New World. That's
yes.
And he's got a take on Star Wars, too. And Star Wars is also one of the favorite films of my third guest tonight, who joins us at 7:20, who also has a Marinette connection tonight, Nathan Deming. Nathan grew up in Toma, over by Eau Claire, and he went to film school, I think, in London. He's a really talented filmmaker. We've had him on the show before, and I thought we got to get him on one more time because his film is playing in Marinette Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Mariner Theater. I will be there to introduce the film and host a Q&A following. It's about a 45-minute film about an immigrant who discovers ice fishing in northern Wisconsin. And Nathan is just a really good... His cinematography work is great as a director. Some directors are great at working with actors. Some can write, too. Some are great at bringing beautiful images to you, or cinema, as it were. And Nathan's good at all of them, and he's an up-and-comer, so we'll have Nathan on at 7:20 to discuss his screening in Marinette. He's also going to give us a rundown on what he's witnessed as he's traveled the state with his film February. February is one of 12 movies Nathan is trying to ambitiously make, one for each month of the year. So we'll hear, hopefully he'll give us a sneak peek at March. I don't know. But his film February is playing in February all throughout Wisconsin. He won an award this past weekend. We'll talk about that when he's on the show at 7:20. So there's your show. And with all that Star Wars talk, Conrad, I realized we haven't done a Star Wars thing yet when it comes to our question of the night. So let's bang that out right now.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, or who, I should say, is your favorite Star Wars character? Pretty straightforward. Some new Star Wars stuff coming out. There's always spinoffs on this franchise. It's like the biggest franchise in the history of movies. And, you know, I'm kind of a Star... I like Star Wars. I don't love Star Wars. But I acknowledge Star Wars. It's a behemoth. You like Star Wars, right, Conrad?
I love Star Wars.
All of it? Even the bad Star Wars?
I'll say the worst one is A Phantom Menace.
Okay.
That came out in 2001, I believe.
You're right. But even that's kind of cool for what you're seeing. It's not... I'm trying to put it into perspective. I know it's not the best Star Wars film by a long shot.
I mean, I'm okay with the new Disney stuff. I enjoyed watching those films. I thought it was entertainment. But there's nothing beats the first four. There are the first three films.
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6.
A New Hope.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. And, well, I'll say this. My favorite character is Anakin Skywalker.
Young, old, Darth?
All of them. It's just because that character development that he has throughout all those films is amazing.
Pretty complex.
Yeah.
I guess I have to say Han Solo.
Okay.
He's kind of the coolest by far.
Love Han Solo.
Ethan, what's his name? McGregor. Ewan McGregor is pretty cool.
Yes. Yes.
But I would have to say from a cool standpoint, my favorite guy to watch, favorite Star Wars character to watch, was probably Han Solo.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
And let's not forget about Princess Leia. She was kind of, gutsy.
Yeah.
In your face.
Yep.
But she wasn't on screen as much as Han Solo. I'm going to say Han Solo. You say...
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker. I'll tell you who else I like, and you might not like this since you don't like Phantom Menace. I like Liam Neeson's character, Qui-Gon.
Okay.
He was a cool character. He tutored...
He was off the screen pretty quick.
He was.
he was a good teacher. I'd say he's one of my favorite Jedis, but
he was not on screen. He, first of all, when they were filming Star Wars, he got a call from his Taken family, and his daughter was abducted, so he had to leave Star Wars and get to Taken to save her. No, but he was great at dispensing that Jedi kind of wisdom, you know?
Yes, he was.
Master Yoda says I should be mindful of the moment. But not of the future, but not at the expense of the moment. You know, all that Jedi talk. Liam Neeson was great at that. But I'll say Han Solo. Conrad says Anakin.
Yep.
Anakin Skywalker. So who do you say? Who's your favorite Star Wars character? Even though you're not a huge Star Wars fan, I know you know Star Wars. You got to chime in on this, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know who your favorite Star Wars character is. You can let us know on the phone lines, over the stream, on the app. You can send a snail mail letter if you want. I'm not going to turn that down. I might have completely forgotten about the question by then. Pony Express, Morse code, just get in touch with us. It's so much fun when you guys are part of the show, and it makes it more fun. So who is your favorite Star Wars character? Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my dad lost one of his Marine buddies, one of his best friends. We just found out he passed away like a week ago, and I became friends with him too. And that's weird. Are you friends with any of your dad or mom's friends, Conrad?
I wouldn't say really friends, but
like you wouldn't hang out.
No, no.
You're not playing video games with Steve's chum.
No.
Okay. This is weird. There was crossover here because Pat Higgins is his name, and they were in the Marines together. He would visit us in our neighborhood in Chicago when we moved up to northern Wisconsin. He visited us. He went to my grandma's cottage. He knew my dad's whole family. His life was all about service from when he was in the Marines. Then he was kind of a party guy, kind of a fun-loving guy. Decides he wants to become a priest at like age 35. Which was kind of surprising, and it didn't last long. I always say he was probably a priest for like 10 years. Then he did mission work after that. Like, he was all about service to others. And Pat Higgins, love you, man. You will be missed. Thanks for being a great friend of my dad and letting us get to know you over the years. A great soul. Rest in peace. But I did. I had the opportunity to drive up to our cottage a couple times with him from Chicago, and then took a walk with him in the city once when he was there doing mission work. I'm not saying my dad doesn't have other friends I would do that with, but it's hard to fathom that. And that's kind of a cool thing when you just go, yeah, I feel like this guy's a pretty cool guy. Even though he's friends with my dad, I don't know what stories they have together, but, you know, what I'm saying, Conrad, is I think you should get to know your parents' friends a little better.
It's a little tough because they live in Florida, so.
Excuses.
You know, maybe I'll just take a week vacation and hang out with their friends.
See what you can do. Get to know them. Introduce them to some video games. Have some philosophical discussions about spirituality and philosophy. And then you're all set. So I did watch Sly Lives. This is a good documentary. If you're looking for something to watch, it's on Hulu. Sly and the Family Stone. Like, I knew their music. Always liked their music. I think we have some bumper music that I just gave you. To use from Sly and the Family Stone. Great stuff. But I didn't realize until I watched this documentary what a trendsetter he was and the influence he had on Prince and James Brown and Ray Charles and all these, like Morris Day, all these guys that just emulated Sly. Sylvester Stewart was his real name. And very, like, bright clothes and a really flamboyant kind of cool dude. They all danced. They had women, men, white, black, all different kinds of people in this band, which was truly a family. And it was a really fun watch. It's on Hulu. It's like an hour and a half. You get great music. You get your classic rock and roll stuff. They all did drugs and the band broke up at some point, but he's still alive. Sly is like 83. And yeah, he was a righteous dude. So I recommend it. All right, we're coming back. We're going to hear some. It's John Travolta's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a huge fan, but I like him. You can't argue with his career. We'll hear a little from his career when we come back. I got a clip from Welcome Back, Kotter. You are not going to want to miss it. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Let the music take your mind. Ooh, just release and you will find. You're gonna fly.
There's another birthday today. Smokey Robinson turns 85. Sly Stone is 83, I think. Smokey Robinson, 85. Hillary Duff turns 40 today. That's a big one, Conrad. Hillary Duff, she's a titan in the industry.
I don't know if you've ever watched, she starred as the main character in How I Met Your Father.
Spinoff?
Yeah, it was a spinoff that only lasted one season. They canned it.
Because of Hillary?
They don't really give a good reason. I just think it... They just realized.
Wasn't she in Napoleon, or was that Haley Duff?
Oh, I don't. Well,
she was like the
Google.
Popular girl. Yeah, I want to say. Also, I'd be remiss. Vanna White turned 68 today. Another one of my exes is having a birthday this week.
It was Haley Duff. By
Great
the way.
Kid. Oh, Haley Duff. Okay. So Hillary. Oh no, Hillary Duff is the real famous one.
Yeah, she had her own show on Disney, I believe. Right.
Sure. I think so.
You know, come on.
This is a big day for releases, too. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I grew up watching that and Sesame Street. Mr. Rogers dropped in 1968. A more gentle soul who taught kids for generations, you will never find Fred Rogers. That was a great show. Our question tonight, folks, who is your favorite Star Wars character? Let's not get too far off point. It's high time we had a Star Wars question. I feel like we probably had some type of Star Wars question over the last year and a half, but that's a big one. So I say Han Solo. Conrad says Anakin. All forms of Anakin. And we have Steve. Oh, got your dad's checking in, Conrad. Favorite Star Wars character is Luke Skywalker, and also favorite Star Wars scene is when Luke finds out Darth Vader is his dad. Luke, I am your father. Great scene, Steve. That was, to me at that point in my life, that was maybe one of the biggest scenes in movie history. And I remember being like, whoa. And I don't think I liked it at the time either. Yeah, it's hard to argue with Luke Skywalker. He's a pretty cool character too. Not quite Han Solo cool, but he's got a lot going on, has to figure it out. Conrad's mom is checking in too. She says, Conrad, you would enjoy hanging out with our friends because they play golf. There you go.
Yep.
That's how Pat Higgins used to say golf. He was a New Yorker. I play golf. I think you should do that. I think you should get a little round robin going or some kind of scramble, you and your folks.
Yeah. There we go.
Paula Conrad looks, you should see the look on his face. He looks nervous, like this might happen and there's going to be this awkward, he'll get past it though. Jim from Appleton says, Lando Calrissian. Yeah, that's a good one, Jim. So in control, followed by, it wasn't me, it's not my fault. That's a great, I forgot about Lando, Billy Dee Williams. From the 216, we've got Yoda. Hard to argue with Yoda. He's kind of the king of cool. You know what was cool in that one movie? It was one of that middle trilogy nobody liked where Yoda got the lightsaber out and he was flopping all over the room fighting...
was that Count Dooku?
Frank Langella. Maybe Dooku, yeah. And I was not... Again, I was not expecting that either. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, it started... It kind of looked ridiculous, and then all of a sudden, Yoda looked like a real badass. Thank you, 216. That's a great text. Andrew from Maine says, don't overlook R2-D2. He gets away with swearing in every line. And the comedy relief. That's a very good point, Andrew.
Just the...
We think he's swearing.
The noise when he falls is the best.
Right. Oh, 216 also says, I like Chewie. It's on nickname basis with Chewbacca.
Yes, he is.
Chewie's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he never forgot his lines.
No, he didn't.
Because it was always just,
everyone can understand him. Han Solo, just that's his second language.
Yeah, you don't know what he's saying, but you know what you he's know. Saying. Troy from Madison says, Ezra Bridger. I need some help from the Star Wars geeks on that one. That's too inside baseball for me. And is that a character from Bridgerton?
That's a character from Star Wars Rebels, I believe.
Oh, like a spinoff show?
Yeah.
Okay. 920 says R2-D2, C-3PO, Aunt Sue. Sue is listening from Ocala, Florida. Thank you, Sue. Is that another one of your family members?
Yes, it is.
That's like our first 10 texts. Three of them are 30% are Kriegers.
Yes.
Or some DNA form.
Yeah.
920 also says C-3PO. That's from Uncle Dick.
Yep.
Is that your fourth? This could be a record.
Yes.
Listen, this is crazy. We had two Matts on the show on Monday. That's never been done before in radio history. Now we've got four Conrad family members out of our first like 10 or 11 texts. It's Conrad and the Family Stone.
Yes, it is.
Those are all great. Craig Kinnett checks in. He's watching on the stream. He says, Pete Han Solo is pretty cool in a fun, overconfident kind of way, but the Mandalorian is just straight up cool.
I agree. I love the Mandalorian. It's a great show. Kept me wanting to watch more every episode.
So the Mandalorian wasn't in the movies, right?
No.
Just the TV show.
Yeah, just the TV show.
Was there a Boba Fett connection there or what?
Yeah. Well, it's the basis of what the Mandalore are.
Okay.
So it's a really fun show. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it.
You know what? I've seen a couple episodes.
Well,
but that's it.
And I think you said in one of your beats that they're making a film for it.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, they're making a film for everything Star Wars related. They're not letting that go. I do remember, and I know I've said this before, but I have to share it again. When I went to the Mariner Theater, what I was just talking about that a few minutes ago, where I'll be introducing Nathan's film on Saturday, I went in there and the place was packed. It was one of the Star Wars movies. I think it was in the most recent trilogy, maybe like 10 years ago. I don't know. It was packed and the noise level. People had the costumes on and the pretend lightsabers. And it was just a bit much, if you ask me. But they were going crazy. And I jokingly turned to one of my friends right as the noise level died down. And I said, look at all the nerds. And you know what? Star Wars fans, to your credit, they laughed hysterically. Like, they embraced it, you know? It was fun. And that's how you should watch those movies. That's how I like to watch Star Wars. Like, I can't get into it too much. Is that music already?
Yeah.
We don't have time for our Vinnie Barbarino clip from Welcome Back, Kotter.
We do not.
On John Travolta's birthday. Damn you, Conrad.
don't blame me.
One of these days, we're going to talk about, because I just started watching White Lotus season 2. The prosthetic penises in TV shows are off the hook. This has got to stop. It's really weird. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back with comedian from Marinette, Wisconsin. Jeff Kane will be here. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A handful of school referendums were on the ballot last night across the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-to-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state.
In April, Oshkosh is asking voters to weigh in on a $197.8 million referendum. West De Pere schools are asking for an almost $10 million referendum, and Shiocton schools have two referenda on the ballot. With the tax season officially underway in Wisconsin, officials are reminding eligible residents that they can utilize the Internal Revenue Service's direct file system for free. Residents who have an income of under $200,000 per year and those claiming itemized deductions are eligible to use the direct file system. Officials say the process is fast and secure. Wisconsin residents can confirm their eligibility for the free service at directfile.irs.com. Thanks to your generosity, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs was able to distribute more than 28,000 Valentine's cards to veterans throughout the state. They were made and sent in from across the state and the nation. WDVA Secretary James Bond and other WDVA team members delivered the cards to veterans at homes in King and Chippewa Falls and to veterans residing in the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program in Chippewa Falls, Union Grove, and Green Bay. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s, and with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Right now it's 13.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Money,
who or what is your favorite Star Wars character? Our surprise guest, top secret at 7:05, is my son Joe. He's going to talk about this a little bit. He thinks the Star Wars he has an interesting thing to say about the Star Wars fan base. So I want to hear that, and I want to hear his thoughts on Captain America. So you haven't seen it yet, right?
No.
Are you planning on it?
Well, now that I got like two like reviews from my friends that are like, it was okay. It was kind of boring. I don't know. Yeah. I'll still go to it because it's a Marvel film, and I love Marvel films. The one I'm most looking forward to is Fantastic Four. That one.
When's that come out?
That's July 20 something. 25th? Something, okay. Something around there. I'm really looking forward to that one.
All right. Well, we'll get that at 7:05. Nathan Deming is here at 7:20 talking about his screening of his film February in Marinette on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. The film is about an immigrant who learns how to ice fish in northern Wisconsin. It's a really solid film. I've seen it before. Nathan's a great director. And I'm not just saying that because he cast me in one of his movies. He is a really fantastic director. So he'll be here at 7:20. Joe Schwabe at 7:05. And right now, I'm excited to welcome our third. Okay, we're breaking a lot of ground this week. We had two Matts on the same show on Monday, and now we just lost Jeff. But Jeff, our guest who's coming up right now, or as soon as we get him back, is also from Marinette, Wisconsin. He's a stand-up comedian based in Denver and just took part in a stand-up comedy contest. So that's a triumvirate of people with connections to Marinette on tonight's show. I don't think that's ever been done, folks. Don't ask me how I'm doing this. But we are making some serious radio history this week. And I'm very excited, too, because our guest yesterday, I think I shared this with you, Con, Jason Moon, yeah, who founded warriorsongs.org, teaching vets music and playing music for vets to get them to heal and deal with their PTSD, just like he did when he got back from Iraq. Was on the show last night. He was a fantastic guest. Just incredible insights into what veterans deal with. And he told us that his music, or the music that he promotes from various works, has saved over 30 lives and stopped over 30 veteran suicides, which is a serious issue, as you may or may not know. But I got a text from him today saying he sold some of his albums last night after being on that show. So that is really cool. Yeah, because I told him I felt really bad about myself after talking to him and all the stuff he's doing. I felt ashamed of my humanness.
Well, you know what,
Conrad? It wouldn't kill you to have higher standards for yourself either. I hold myself to high standards.
Okay.
Do you think that? Well, sounds you think like you're doing okay, and then you talk to a guy like this who's saving lives and writing music, and he fought in the war, and it's like, oh, my God. I'm talking about Vinnie Barbarino on the radio. But, you know, we need Vinnie Barbarino talk too. So it was great to have Jason on, though. I'm just giving you a hard time, Conrad. I know you set the bar high for yourself too. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree.
All right. Let's get to our first guest in a series who's going to join us now over the stream. He is originally from Marinette, Wisconsin, makes his home out in Colorado, where he does stand-up comedy, and he joins us now on the stream, Jeff Kane. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Doing very well. And how are you tonight?
Pretty good. Oh, quick correction. It's Cone, like Conehead, instead of Keen, but
you
that's
know,
popular
I knew that.
Wisconsin.
I don't know why I said Keen. Okay, Cone.
I think everybody there in Wisconsin or Upper Michigan has the Keen pronunciation, so that might be it.
Okay. I don't know if you can see the stream, Jeff, but there you go. Now we can.
Okay.
We were kind of getting a view of your ear. At least I hope it was your ear. And I don't know what. I don't want to call it
yeah,
too much attention.
Yeah, this is really weird how my phone is set up.
Oh, you're on your phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so you might have to see my ear to hear me.
Well, that works.
So I can, you know.
As long as we know it's FCC approved, we can show an ear on live radio.
I know. I can't see it right now. Is there wax in it? I don't want to look inside my own ear. But, you know, maybe you can edit that
just,
or blur.
Here's another thing we're doing this week, making radio history. I don't think we've ever interviewed just an ear before. So I think this is kind of cool, Jeff, actually. No, you're fine. Your ears are very clean and very functional.
Okay.
So good to have you, buddy.
Yeah, glad to be here.
How's it going? We had you on the show several months ago. We're from the same hometown. I love that you're doing stand-up comedy. You're Denver-based. What's new in the world of stand-up comedy for you, Jeff?
Well, you know, I've just been doing a lot of one-nighter gigs kind of all over the country and sort of, you know, I'm learning on the fly that I better start finding balance because, like, in one-nighter, I'm in Connecticut, Bethel, Connecticut, which is not near any airport or anything, and then the next night I have to be back here, and then I'm off to, like, North Dakota, and, you know, it's kind of the grind, but it's really paying off because I'm doing the, you know, these hour-long headliner spots, and then when I come back home and I'm doing, like, you know, a 10-minute spot or a 30, my stuff has gotten so much sharper because of that.
That's really interesting. Like, you're saying you headline when you work the road, but you don't headline in your hometown. Is that what I'm hearing?
Sometimes I do, but it's more often feature spots and guest spots and stuff around town here. And part of that's because there's, like, probably 300 or 400 comics in Denver, and so it's hard to get as much, paid work.
It's interesting. That's a great saying that I always used to hear when I did stand-up. It was always hardest to headline in your hometown because they always see you. You know, it takes farther to progress, I think, there because they see you as an open micer still.
Yeah, they really do. What's the old biblical phrase? A prophet is not recognized in his hometown. Not that I'm a prophet, but, you know.
I didn't get that far into the Bible. I think after eye for eye, I put it down.
Yeah, you looked at that and you're like, oof, okay, we would rather have Hollywood violence than biblical violence.
Seems kind of morbid. I didn't want to read that. So did you willingly, all right, so we're both from Marinette, Jeff, but did you move to Colorado to start your stand-up comedy career there, or were you there doing another gig and then you found stand-up comedy?
No, it's the latter. I found stand-up comedy. I think it was germinating in the back of my mind for decades. But I shut it down because, you know, whenever I would dare to fantasize about being on stage, I would go into, like, sweating terror because as a kid and a young adult, I had just, like, crippling stage fright when it came to public speaking. I mean, I was in band, so I was used to that stage. But, I mean, I tell people this all the time. My senior year, I was taking this English composition class. And I deliberately took an F on the final project because half the grade was delivering the speech in front of the class.
Oh, wow.
So I asked the teacher even, I go, hey, let me ask you something. If I refuse to do the spoken part, can I still pass the class? And he goes, I'll give you a D- because I don't want to see your ass back here again, but... Like, nice why? Teacher. What's your problem? Just get in front of the class. I'm like, no, I'm terrified, you know, so.
You know, it's so crazy. I've talked to so many comics since I've been doing this show, and I guess from back in the day when I did stand up, that share those sentiments. Like, they were terrified to go up on stage. Did we lose Jeff? I think we did. Let's see if we can get him on the phone, maybe.
Are you back? It keeps cutting out, but if you want to call me, if that's going to be more stable, that's probably better.
Yeah, whatever's easiest for you, Jeff. You want to shoot in the chat here? Just shoot your phone number to Conrad, and we can give you a call. Maybe pick it up there.
Okay, let me... I'm going to put it in.
It'll be weird not seeing your ear, though, just hearing your voice, but I think we'll get past that.
I know. Well, I mean, well... When you get back on the phone with me, I'll just describe my ear and how it feels and stuff.
Exactly.
So I just put the phone number in there. Did you get it?
You got it, Con? All right. So we'll call you, Jeff. But I don't know if you could still hear me, but I wanted to ask you, like, why and have you encountered a lot of other comedians who have terrible stage fright? That seems like a really strange dynamic there.
A handful. Like, newbies, quite a few of them have... That real kind of lockdown stiffness thing, and I just tell them, hey, just keep doing the reps, and you'll just outgrow it.
Yeah.
And 90% of them quit before they realize that, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, we're calling Jeff. We're going to get him on the phone. My guest is Jeff Cohn. He is a stand-up comedian based in Colorado, originally from Marinette. He is the first of three Nightlight guests who has a connection to Marinette, Wisconsin. I'm very proud of that because that is where I live right now. It's my adopted hometown, and I think it should be celebrated. And I will do the same for your hometown, folks, if you're listening. So if you know any stand-up comedians or anyone you think would be a great guest, anywhere in Wisconsin, we broadcast statewide. It would be fun. All right, we got Jeff back. You there, buddy?
Okay, yep, I'm here.
So you were just in a contest recently. How did that go? Because I saw you post on Facebook, and that's when I thought, oh, I got to have Jeff back on the show. Do you like contests? Yep. Are they fair to comedians, or is it just sort of like a, sort of a survival instinct? It seems like it'd be terrifying.
I mean, I think the way I look at it is I love doing them because more for the chance to meet a bunch of new comics that I don't know from around the country. And I think, like, I've always sort of known, because I used to be in this drum and bugle corps thing decades ago, and we would compete all summer. And you learn that, you know, it's all subjective opinion, so you can't take the win or lose too seriously. But it's just, I think it's just a great opportunity to perform a quick set under tight conditions.
Yeah, that's interesting.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So do you get more nervous now when you do a contest, or you, I know you've done them before. You must be like an old pro at it now.
Yeah. No, I don't get nervous for contests. In fact, if I am feeling a little bit, beforehand, I have kind of a mantra that I talk myself through, which is, okay, just have fun, zero expectations, just knock them out and tell your favorite jokes and don't worry about it.
Okay, well, that works. That's pretty cool.
Like a charm. And so I was lucky enough this time to get third in the 2025, the U.S. Comedy Contest is what it's called.
Wow, that's pretty good. Do you win money for something like that, or is it just like a trophy or just kind of a pat on the back?
I got a pat on the back, and I got a an Olympic-style bronze medal.
Oh, nice.
Third. And only the winner gets cash. I think they get like $1,500 or something like that.
Well, that's not too shabby.
It would have been nice. It would have covered my plane ticket and hotel.
I worked a club in Denver like in the mid-90s. I think it was called Wits End.
Oh, yeah.
Is that still there?
Nope. They closed in 2015.
Oh, really? Oh, the owner was named John Cooney. He was a really good guy. But I loved Colorado audiences. And the fact that I'm saying I liked Colorado audiences should tell you that some, and you, I'm sure you know this, but some cities are better than others when it comes to comedy. Do you have a favorite city to work in?
Well, outside of Denver, so far, like I would say Sarasota, Florida, they have a club called McCurdy's Comedy Theater. It's just, we did five shows there 2 years ago, and every night it was sold out, and even some of the same people came because they're like this community of retirees and they just sign up for everything. They all go out and support the local theater and then they come to all the comedy shows and just a fun crowd. And, you know, I really enjoyed, I briefly performed, in Boston last year.
And,
I don't know, there's something about Boston. It's just a really, kind of high-paced, intense place. And if the crowd, if you're even doing mediocre, they will let you know. They'll boo you. But if you're killing it, if they love it, they're the most uproarious crowds that I've had so far.
It's one of my favorite comedy cities is Boston. I know so many great comics that have come out of there. I think it's cool you're doing what you're doing, Jeff. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we'll come back. I want to find out if you have Wisconsin dates, your favorite clubs, your favorite guys to work with. We'll cover all that. We have a few more minutes with our guest, Jeff Cohn, coming up after this very short break. I'm Pete Schwabba, and this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking this though.
Andrew from Maine says Nightlight gets its guest base from Marinette and its listener base from Florida. That's great. And very true tonight for sure. Andrew also says he got over his stage fright, talking about our guest, Jeff Cohn. He says he got over his stage fright enough to become a stand-up comic, and now you want his technology to work too? I was just enjoying looking at Jeff's ear. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. And Andrew again says, and this is for our guest, Jeff. So Jeff, maybe you can answer this. Andrew from Maine says, along with favorite city to perform in, which city pays the best? Have you encountered this where one city pays better than another?
Oh, well, as far as like cities paying, I haven't really encountered that, but I know that like my current booker, I won't mention names because my booker and there's this other booker who I work with when I'm featuring. They're like very fierce rivals, but I'll just say one pays quite a bit more than the other. I'll just leave it at that.
That's so funny. You know what? You just kind of took me back down memory lane. I remember when some bookers the comics loved and others hated them. Like one club owner could be your best friend, but then your best friend can't stand that guy. It's such a weird dynamic. And I always remember, I don't know if it's the same way now, but Florida never paid really well. I worked two clubs there that were really good and paid pretty well, but then there was like a Coconuts chain or something that was notoriously cheap. I don't know, I might be getting the name wrong, but
I haven't, I'd heard something about that. I don't know if it is Coconuts, but yeah, I have this friend, Vitton, who he toured all during the 80s and about halfway through the 90s, and he was always like, oh, that sucks, man. I could barely cover the room. They wouldn't put him up either. He had to pay his own room and all that.
Oh, that's horrible. Do you know a guy named Thad Baxley?
Troy Baxley,
that's right.
One of my best friends in comedy, considered him a mentor, in fact, greatly influenced me in my kind of way of putting things together, like when I'm writing.
He was funny. I don't know if he'd remember me. We did an A&E show together called Comedy on the Road, like in the 90s.
Oh,
and I hung out with him just for one night. We had a couple beers, you know, a few stolen moments, drunken kisses. You know how it goes on the road.
Yep.
But no, very good guy. Say hello to him if you see him. He was
absolutely
very funny, too. All right, so let's do this, Jeff. Tell me the best thing and the worst thing so far for you being a stand-up comedian. What's the best thing about it and the worst thing?
Boy, let's see. Well, I think the best thing is just it has brought me out of my shell, and it's just the biggest thrill, not just to perform and kill in front of a crowd, but when I'm like reaching deep and getting vulnerable and telling my like true stuff. And then when that hits, it's just like nothing on earth.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best part of it.
That's fantastic.
The worst thing, it's completely destroyed any social life I would have outside of comedy. So,
well, you can have a pretty good social life in comedy, though, right?
Yeah.
You can have a pretty good social life within comedy. Like, you, I'm sure you have great friends that are comedians. So that's got to be kind of fun.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. In fact, one of your questions I think you mentioned was, like, favorite people to work with. And I just got off the road with good friend of mine named Von Sprecken. He featured for me this time, but we're on the road in his car for 6 hours one day, 7 hours the next.
Jeez.
And we're just cutting it up and getting deep into philosophical stuff and then joking around and stuff. And it's just that part of you're right. The social life within comedy is just great.
That's fantastic. Do you have any Wisconsin dates we can look forward to? Do you like coming back to Wisconsin to do stand-up or even Marinette?
I love it. I haven't been fortunate enough yet to do my hometown of Marinette. So I'm trying to figure out how to arrange that. And right now there's no concrete dates through my booker, but he did have me headline Chippewa Falls 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of cool.
And I got to get better at, like, now that I have a contact with you, I should be like much more on the ball of, you know, letting you know this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to help you put some butts in the seats if we can do that. And I book a yearly gig in Marinette that we'll have to talk next year. It's like a local fundraiser, but it would be fun to have you up there too. So,
oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll keep talking. Keep up the great work, Jeff. Congrats on doing so well in that contest. Sounds like you're kind of on your way, and you're in a great comedy town too. So keep up the great work and keep us posted, okay?
Will do.
All right, fantastic. That's Jeff Cohn. Look for him. I found some clips on YouTube. He's on YouTube, and he sent us that clip. We'll have to get to that. I was talking too much earlier. And Andrew's ripping. He's taking shots at me from behind his phone. He says, doing great with names tonight, Pete. There is a car dealer in Marinette that I thought Jeff was related to. Same name spelling, and he says Kane. I thought that he was related to the guy. I was obviously not correct. But thank you, Andrew. Please continue to pick out our faults here. That's how we get better, my friend. Should we just start calling Andrew Drew?
I like it.
Remember Andy from The Office?
Yeah.
It's Drew. And Jim would be like, I'm not calling you that. Do we have time for Vinny Barbarino? Oh, come on, man. You're killing me, Con. All right. After the news, folks, we're going to have my son, Joe Schwaba, big Marvel fan, Star Wars fan. He's got a couple of thoughts on both of those that I thought we should put on the air, because I'm trying to, like, Conrad's generation, Joe's in that generation. They're both Gen Z. I know I have some listeners in Gen Z, but I want to get their opinion too on what we're doing here. And tonight's question, get in on the fun. Who is your favorite, or what is your favorite Star Wars character? Nathan Demming coming up at 7:20, talking about his screening in Marinette on Saturday too. All things Marinette tonight, folks. Let's get all about community. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now she's gone and I am free. And she can't do a thing to me. I just want to dance the night away with Senorita.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Did you know more than 50,000 state residents report being scammed every year? I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. How you can protect yourself on the next New Wisco Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump doubling down, repeating much of what he tweeted about President Zelensky during his event in Miami this evening, again calling Zelensky a dictator.
The death that's taking place between Russia and Ukraine has been going on, and we're going to end it. There's no profit for anyone in having World War III, and you're not so far away from it, I'll tell you right now.
Trump again repeating false claims that the United States has spent $200 billion more than Europe defending Ukraine. The Justice Department's second-in-command demanding a judge dismiss corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying that Adams' cooperation with Trump's immigration deportations takes precedence. California could ban the sale of disposable vapes. Lawmakers say the bill's aimed at curbing plastic pollution in the state. The state has also passed laws in recent years banning single-use plastic bottles in hotels, the sale of styrofoam food containers, and single-use plastic carry-out bags at grocery stores. This is ABC News.
Appleton Cigar.